From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Alyssa Block. I thought we were done with our summer series, Mom and Dad's Record Collection, where artists and listeners shared stories about their parents' music and one song that stayed with them. I thought we were done until I read an email that came in this week from Mel Fisher Ostrowski, a listener from Cincinnati, Ohio. And we invited her to tell us her story about one song from an album she discovered as a kid. It was in a cardboard box under her parents' record player.
A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile.
When I was around 4 or 5, my parents split up, and we didn't get to see a lot of my dad. So anything that was his in our house was kind of a treasure. And I knew that record album, American Pie. I can picture it in my head with the thumbs up and Don McLean on there. And in the top right-hand corner, there was my dad's name on one of those old-fashioned label makers where you could press the letters in with the white, and they would come up in white raised letters.
Oh, on a plastic strip?
Right, on a black plastic strip. And the album itself became a treasure to me.
Because this was something that your dad had left behind?
Yes. And there weren't very many things. So when I was around 10, my dad passed away. And then it became, I guess, even more special.
The levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, "This'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die."
We would listen to it as a family, me and my siblings, or I would put it on and play it by myself, and it kind of became a conversation between me and my dad, a memory that never really happened because we didn't listen to it together, my father and I never saw him play it, I never heard him sing it, but I knew he liked it. Because he bought it.
I know that you're in love with him, 'cause I saw you dancing in the gym. You both kicked off your shoes. Man, I dig those rhythm and blues. I was a lonely teenage bronc and buck.
It's such a long song. It's something like, it's over 8 minutes long, and it's really complicated, and people have spent a lot of time trying to figure out what this song means. I can't imagine as a 5 or 6 year old what you might have been thinking.
Oh no, I just like to dance to it.
Yeah.
My sister and I still like to dance to it. We just did this summer. But as I got older, I learned that there was a lot more to the song than just the way that it sounded. And one of my very first internet searches was to find out the meaning of this song. I learned that it was really telling the story of the 60s, you know, beginning with the late 50s and the airplane crash, the day the music died.
When Buddy Holly was killed and
right,
Big Bopper.
Buddy Holly and the Big Bopper. And
Richie Valens,
yeah. It wasn't just something that I liked to hear. It told a story, and I love stories. So I've, of course, memorized every lyric, all 8 minutes of it.
Wow.
And it just kind of became my anthem.
And we sang dirges in the dark the day the music died.
Do you find yourself still singing this song now?
Oh yeah. If we fast forward to the present, I had a son 16 months ago named Owen.
Congratulations.
Thank you. He's fabulous. But as many babies do, they get fussy in the evening, and the only way that Owen could be soothed was by singing. And I went through the lullabies, and they were just so fast, and then I'd wait to try to think of the next lullaby, and whenever I stopped, he'd cry. So I decided to sing the longest song that I knew all the lyrics to, which was American Pie.
With the jester on the sidelines in a cast.
Does it seem in some way, Mel, that this is kind of bridging the father who was pretty much absent from your life with the next generation?
It is. My relationship and my memories about my father are complicated. So it's really nice to have this happy, peaceful memory. This uncomplicated gift I can give my son and say, this is from me and it came from my father. And I still sing it to him all the time. I sang it to him on Saturday night.
All 8+ minutes of it.
All 8+ minutes of it. Even if he falls asleep, I still sing it. I finish it. Because the ending is so soft and sweet, and it's just the perfect way to wrap it up.
I met a girl who sang the blues, and I asked her for some happy news, but she just smiled and turned away. I went down to the sacred store where I'd heard the music years before. But the man there
said, keep going.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
But in the streets the children screamed, the lovers cried and the poets dreamed, but not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken, and the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast. The day the music died, and they were singing.
Oh, you're gonna make me cry.
I'm sorry, Melissa. You've made me cry. We're even.
Okay, fair enough. How does Owen like the song?
Well, he can't tell me, but by the fact that he stops crying and he kind of nuzzles into my chest, I think he loves it. And if he doesn't love it, he will soon.
Bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this will be the day that I die.
I can't help but sing it. I'm sorry.
You don't have to apologize.
I can't help it.
Mel Fisher Ostrowski, thank you so much for talking to us.
Thank you, Melissa.
That's listener Mel Fisher Ostrowski of Cincinnati. Thanks to everyone who wrote us with memories of Mom and Dad's record collection. You can listen to all the stories in our series at nprmusic.org. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.